Hello, this is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley.
My guest today is Victoria Bastidas from the Friends of Johnson, a Lehigh Valley nonprofit group dedicated to the preservation, restoration, and sustainable adaptive reuse of the Archibald Johnson Estate, Bethlehem Township, and Bethlehem. Tell us about the estate and your plans for it.
One of the missions of Archibald Johnston as the first mayor of Bethlehem was to unify the boroughs of Bethlehem into the city of today. Johnston believed that parks are very important to the health and well-being of our society, and that they should be used and cared for by all members of our community. The Friends of Johnston believe that our efforts on his estate are a fitting tribute to his legacy. The estate was saved from commercial development through the combined efforts of our former Northampton County Executive, John Stofa, the Friends of Johnston, and the generosity of the current landowners, the Central Moravian Church, and the descendants of Archibald Johnston. 44 acres of the estate were placed into conservation to be cared for by Natural Lands Trust. The Friends of Johnston agreed to purchase the remaining 3.4 acres containing the historic farm buildings. The Friends of Johnston's goal is to build a coalition with local businesses, schools, civic groups, and volunteers who are donating their time, talents, and resources to this worthy cause. We have developed 5 goals that the farm is uniquely able to meet: the need for fresh produce for our poor, the need for hands-on educational opportunities in math and science for our students, the need to protect our history and our culture, and the need for stormwater management through habitat restoration. The Friends of Johnston are working toward opening the farm for public use. The park complex represents over 250 years of the culture and history of Bethlehem, including the Camel's Hump Farm, the beautiful Housenick Park, and the natural Archibald Johnston Conservation Area.
So you have a special event planned to introduce this project to the community.
We will be opening the farm for the first time to the public for a Save the Farm Day. This is a one-day invitation to come to the farm and enjoy the beautiful setting with family and friends for the first time.
So what will happen at the Camel's Hump Farm at the estate?
Elegant Limos will be providing a free trolley ride to the property. The trolley tour guide will give a little history and geography lesson as they transport people to the farm and tour the boundaries of the property. Due to the limited parking on the site, there will be no parking at the farm. Instead, the First Baptist Church on Linden Street has graciously allowed us to use their lot for parking. The trolley will run every 20 minutes, starting at 10:40 a.m. There will be tour guides to greet you and show the historic buildings and beautiful farmland. The structures include the historic 1836 Pennsylvania Bank Barn, the 1722 Farmhouse and Guest House. And our own local historian and author, Karen Samuels, will be giving talks on Archibald Johnston. Our activities are geared to be fun and hands-on for all people. We will have farm activities that range from meeting our farmers and planting in our community garden to playing with goats from Flint Farm and learning how cheese is made. Our local environmental groups will be offering a bird walk with Audubon, tree planting with Northampton County Conservation District, fly fishing, catch and release with Monocacy Chapter Trout Unlimited, and stream investigations with Monocacy Creek Watershed Association. We have a website at friendsofjohnston.org. For any additional information, please email me at victoriabastidas01@gmail.com. You can also call on John Marquette at 484-340-9620.
The Friends of Johnston Save the Farm event, originally scheduled for Saturday, May 10th, has been rescheduled on the rain date, Saturday, May 17th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.